This is podcast number 2. All podcasts are copyright 2022 by www.mrbadthing.com. There, I pretty well got through saying that without laughing. www.mrbadthing.com. Doesn't really matter how you spell it. On the previous tape, I was trying to get through that, and I had a little slip of the brain. I called it Mr. Bad Guy.com. I don't know what Mr. Bad Guy is. This is Mr. Bad Thing, okay? And if you listen to the first tape, you know why we call it that. The podcasts at this point in time simply go through headlines and make stupid comments on them because it's fun. And every once in a while, something makes sense. Okay, you know about the monkeys and the typewriters. You know, you have 20 monkeys and you put them in a room and you give them unlimited typewriter ribbons and unlimited paper and you let them peck away, or not, forever. And sooner or later, they will write a best-selling novel. Just by chance, you know. And that's true. Maybe it would take 100 billion years, but they would. Okay, so that may be where we're at with these podcasts. If you talk enough, sooner or later, something's going to make sense. Okay. I'm particularly interested in the whole Russia, quote-unquote, thing, because I live in Southeast Asia. And we have way more than our share of Russians. I don't know much of anything about Russian politics. Don't want to know. I don't particularly care what Putin's views are, but I care about his actions, and his actions are shitty. Okay, so let's think about this for a minute. Russia has, Ukraine was part of the Soviet Union decades ago, and then that collapsed because it was incompetently run and rife with corruption. And Ukraine broke away and was granted its own sovereignty. Duly done deal. It became its own country, happy as a clam. Okay, let's think about, in the U.S., if one of the states did that, let's say Washington or Oregon, and either one of them, let's say both of them together, Washington, Oregon, okay, let's say both of them together, decided they wanted to form their own country and no longer be part of the United States. Well, there would be a lot of grumbling about it, and that would go on for decades and decades and probably generations. And let's say they were persistent at it, and eventually they won. You know, maybe it would take a big cataclysmic event in the United States, and the United States would suddenly find itself in a position where it couldn't stop them anymore. And Washington and Oregon just exploited that weakness and said, okay, that's it, guys. Now we're done. We're out. We're a new country. We'll call it Booga Booga Land. And the United States said, well, fuck, you know, we don't like it. We don't like it. We think you're a bunch of bastards, but, you know, we're too weak right now to do anything about it. So, okay, we grant you that status. You are Booga Booga Land forevermore, and we won't ever mess with you again. And so that's the way it stands. And everybody's happy for 30 years. And then Washington and Oregon, now Booga Booga Land, they start messing around with the Red Chinese and getting cozier and cozier to the Red Chinese. And Red China says, hey, we got a deal. Got a deal for you. Such a deal. Don't say no. You can join our club. And if you join our club, it's kind of an exclusive club. If you join our club, we will promise to protect you if what's left of America ever comes and wants to, you know, like bomb you or something like that. And Booga Booga Land says, oh my God, well, that sounds like a deal, you know. I don't know. We don't know if America wants to ever come and bomb us, but if they did, it would be nice to have a big brother to take care of us. So we'll think about joining that club. And Red China says, well, okay. Yeah, maybe you can join, but first you got to do this and this and this and this. You got to jump through some hoops. And some of them are pretty fucking high. We don't know if you can or not. One of them is that you guys, you know, Booga Booga Land, you are rife with corruption. You are one of the most corrupt countries in the world. And frankly, you know, you're kind of like a bunch of assholes. And so, yeah, you can join our club, but you got to clean all that shit up. You know, you got to start acting like real human beings. And Booga Booga Land, formerly Washington, Oregon, they start saying, well, okay, yeah, okay, we can do that. We'll start cleaning up our shit. And once it's all cleaned up, you know, we want to be a member of this club. The name of the club is Freito. Okay, we want to join Freito. And then we'll be protected forever and ever. And Red China says, okay, go to it. You know, start cleaning up your shit, get rid of the corruption, and start, you know, having a better government and doing stuff like that. And then you can join. Okay, maybe. You know, we don't want to piss off America right now, so we're not going to say you can. We're going to say, maybe you can, you know, wink, wink. Yeah, okay. And so, Booga Booga Land, they start cleaning up their act. A little bit, kind of half-heartedly, in fits and starts, once in a while, when they feel like it. You know, not really to any great appreciable degree, but, you know, they want Red China to look at them and think they're cleaning up their shit. Red China's watching, and Red China's not stupid, and Red China knows what's going on, so they keep putting off this whole deal to join Freito. And Ukraine gets, I mean, not, oh, excuse me. Oh, did I say Ukraine? No, I mean Booga Booga Land. They start getting a little frustrated, and they start trying to pressure Red China. They want to be part of Freito. And as much as they push Red China to let them in, Red China pushes back, said, well, you know, you haven't really cleaned up. You know, we wanted you to clean up 80% of the bullshit corruption shit, and you've cleaned up 1.3%, you know, so you got a little ways to go. Okay, so this back and forth gets louder and louder and louder, and America starts listening to that. And they realize that Booga Booga Land is getting pretty fucking serious about this, and they don't want Booga Booga Land to join the Red China Club. Because, you know, it used to be Washington and Oregon, okay? And if suddenly it's protected by Red China and Freito, then that's going to be kind of fucked up. That's, you know, Red China and Freito right there where Washington and Oregon used to be. That's I don't know. As America, I don't really think we like that. No, as a matter of fact, we've thought that through. We've had some meetings and we've wrung some hands, and we're really pretty fucking sure we don't like that. No, you can't join Freito. I mean, okay, we realize you're a sovereign country unto yourself, but, you know, you're right next to us, and you used to be part of us. And we don't like those other fuckers over there in Red China. And we don't want them moving in here to what used to be Washington and Oregon. Now Booga Booga Land, and Booga Booga Land says, fuck you, we'll do what we want, we're gonna fucking do what we want, asshole. And America says, no, you're not. No, that's too close. We don't want Red China bordering fucking Idaho. Oh, wait a minute. No, they can have Idaho, but, you know, Montana, Utah, like California. No, they can't have that. So if you insist on joining Freito, then you, Booga Booga Land, I think you're going to be hearing from us. And so Booga 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 Land, they start going around to the world saying, hey, America, look at America. They're fucking threatening us. You know, we are our own country. We can do what we want. But America, they're starting to give us the evil eye. You know, maybe a little bit of help here. And the rest of the world says, yeah, we don't like that fucking America. We don't like those guys. And so, okay, here, we'll help you a little bit. We'll do this, we'll do that. We'll try to make life difficult for America. And America starts getting more and more pissed off. And finally, you get a madman, king of America. I don't know who that might be. It's not fucking Biden. Not Cornholio. Not Frank Burns. But we get a real honest-to-God madman. You know, it's like a Putin clone. And he's king of America now. And he looks at this whole thing with Booga Booga Land, Washington, Oregon. And he says, no, fuck you, that's it. No, you're too corrupt now, you're too crazy, you're inviting the enemy right into our doorstep. If we got Red China, headquarters in fucking Medford, that's a really big problem. And nope, not going to allow it. And Booga Booga Land says, we don't care, we're doing it. And King of America says, okay, then you're going to die. And Booga Booga Land says, bring it on. And so King of America does. He sends troops into Booga Booga Land to take them back, to bring them back into line so they stop talking to fucking Red China. Okay, is there a parallel to that in the world? Oh, let's see. That could be Russia and Ukraine. Pretty goddamn close to what's going on there. So there are two sides to almost every story, not every story. No, there aren't two sides to every story. There are two sides to many stories, maybe most stories. And that's the other side of the Russia-Ukraine story. The problem is that Putin has no principles whatsoever because he is Russian. And I live with those fucking cocksuckers here in Southeast Asia, and they have no morals. They have no sense. They have no accountability. I don't know one I would allow into my home, and God knows I've tried over 10 or 20 years to come to terms with Russians, and I can't, and I finally admit it. Done. I don't try anymore. So, Russia kinda, sorta, had a legitimate point. They didn't want Freito, it's really called NATO there. They didn't want those assholes coming right into their doorstep because NATO is kind of pretty much sort of like America. And they didn't want America there. They had a lot of options they could have explored and played out before they descended upon Ukraine en masse. And just sort of indiscriminately, and I mean to use that word, indiscriminately killing civilians, which is what they're doing now. to say that makes great propaganda for the Allies. It also happens to be true. That's what they're doing. They don't give a rat's ass who they kill. They do not care. And that is in line with every Russian I ever knew. Go back to take number one and for more of my diatribe about Russians and what they do here in Southeast Asia. And they do it around the world. They aren't just assholes here. They're assholes everywhere that they are. And They kill people because they like to. I think they just like to. I think they just like to. So they've got an excuse kind of sort of halfway in Ukraine, and they're milking it for all it's worth. So that's the other side of the whole Russia-Ukraine thing, and Russia has just taken it way too far with way too little provocation, and that's why the world is pissed off. They think that Russia should have waited and played out every opportunity to avoid this, and Russia just didn't. They just didn't. They tried a little bit. They made token efforts at avoiding a war, but they didn't try really very hard because they kind of like war. Just who they are. They're Klingons without the morality or the accountability of Klingons. So they just like to kill people. And I have personally, literally witnessed that here in Southeast Asia quite a few times. And I have watched them get to the point of killing other people or trying to kill innocent people. I've watched them get to the point of doing that, and they're in the process of doing it. And somebody has to come along and stand up and temple punch the motherfuckers and kill them on the spot. And that happens here occasionally. The last one, I think, was about 6 months ago. The guy who did it was out of jail the next morning. But that's Russians. Okay, that's... I don't remember where that guy was from. I'm thinking he was Australian. But it happens enough times. I mean, you can Google around. Russians can only be stopped by force greater than theirs. They cannot be stopped by reason or rationality or logic or anything else. They like to kill. They want to kill. They will look for any opportunity to kill, and they will not be talked out of killing, even if it's to their advantage to be talked out of it. There you go. That's Russians. Okay. We see a headline here. It says, Chinese officials call sanctions on Russia increasingly outrageous. China says that because it wants to do the same shit that Russia is doing, except they want to do it in Taiwan. And they will. They will. There's no question. Chinese are even crazier than the Russians, but they're not in your face bluntly violent. They can be, but that is not their nature to be. They're sneaky, lying pieces of fucking dog shit. I live with them. I'm surrounded by them every day. Well, not so much now because COVID has, thank God, kept him home, but sooner or later the little rat bastards will start creeping around Southeast Asia again from mainland China. I have no good things to say about China. I have no good things to say about Russians, but if it's possible, it's not, but if it were possible, I have fewer good things to say about the Chinese, the mainland Chinese. Hong Kong was my favorite city in the world. I longed to live there. Hong Kongers, genetically, they were Chinese, but they sure in God's name didn't act like them. And they hated the mainland Chinese just like everybody else. Anyway, China is going to do this to Taiwan, and so they are trying to set up the rhetoric to denounce the sanctions on Russia, so that maybe when it comes time for the world to put sanctions on the Chinese for hitting Taiwan, maybe the sanctions won't be quite as bad as they are on Russia, because maybe with China talking about how outrageous those sanctions are, maybe when it comes time to hit the Chinese, maybe they won't be hit quite as bad. People will think about it a little more before they hit them with sanctions and stuff like that. So it's just all part of their plot. They plot. They're Ferengi. That's what they do. At least in the Star Trek, Ferengi would occasionally make some tiny effort to try to be decent beings but they never succeeded. China does not try. China is the Ferengi who don't care about trying to be decent human beings. They don't care. They don't try. Okay. They say the U.S. doesn't seem prepared for possibility that Putin will use nuclear weapons. What a surprise. Who's at the wheel of the ship called America? It's Frank Burns and Cornholio rolled into one. And he doesn't have a course to steer the ship on, so he just stands up there in the wheelhouse and he spins that wheel to the left and he giggles and he spins it to the right and he giggles, because somehow spinning that wheel just tickles his funny bone. And he didn't have a course, so who the fuck cares? Can go to the left, can go to the right. Whatever. It's fun to spin the wheel. Putin will, if he doesn't, if there's no negotiation that stops this thing, and if the rest of the world keeps pumping arms into Ukraine, and more than Biden's 20 fucking shotguns, listen to the last tape, and they keep Russia stalled, I don't believe they can do that, no matter how many arms pour in, but let's say they do. Let's say they keep Russia stalled for 3 more months, 4 more months, 5. Putin has got to realize that he's at risk of being assassinated for the bullshit he's pulling by his own people. And he wants this over, and he wants to show that he is all powerful, because all Russians are all powerful in their own minds. And I think he will use one or two small, low-yield tactical nukes in strategic spots, or possibly out in the middle of nowhere as a show. Maybe he'll just drop one in a really unpopulated region of Ukraine, and it'll go boom, and Putin will say, well, look, you know, we only killed a bunch of rabbits. We didn't kill any people, but we're just showing you, you know, sit up straight and listen to us, because we're serious now. And the world will go crazy, crazy berserk. But in the end, he didn't really kill anybody. A couple of peeps, some farmers, what the fuck, who cares about them? And the world won't be able to do all that much to him. Maybe some more sanctions, maybe some more denouncements, which are just fertilizer for Putin. But they won't be able to nuke him in return, because he didn't hit a city. He didn't do anything really hideously bad. And, you know, there'd be hand-wringing all around the world and meetings like you've never seen before. And there'd be quite a few people say, nuke him, nuke him, nuke him, wipe him out, scorched earth, no more fucking Russians on this earth. The world cannot afford their presence anymore. Be lots of people like that. Maybe me included, I'm not sure. But there will be slightly more people who say, well, you know, he only killed 500 people. You know, normal bomb can do that. This is a low yield, you know, not even as bad as Chernobyl, you know. And so let's hit him with more sanctions, and we'll threaten him some more, and we'll point some more missiles at Moscow, and we'll ramp up some propaganda, and we'll pull out probably all the stops to make Putin look stupid. But he doesn't care. He doesn't fucking care. That will enable him to win, because he will say, okay, you know, that was a freebie for you. That went off, you know, out in the ocean, or that went off in a big field or something like that. And see what I can do. You know, I can do it. Look, I'm serious. Keep fucking with me. I'll wipe out Ukraine. And then we'll start looking at Bulgaria and Romania and maybe Scotland, you know. Never liked those fucking Scots. We can do what we want now. Because who's going to stop us? Cornholio? And that's what I think he'll do. He might use it in a populated area. He might make up a story that claims that Ukraine somehow smuggled a bunch of biological weapons into Russia with the help of America. And, you know, they were either plotting to kill a couple of million Russians, or they did kill a couple of million Russians. And, you know, they had to bury them really, really quickly before anybody could take any pictures, because, you know, they were contaminated. But trust me, they did it. They did it. They fucking did it, really. I saw them. You know, I saw some pictures, but then we erased them really quickly, you know, because the pictures might have had biological agents or something. Some fucking bullshit story, which is what the Russians always do. And that will be their excuse to go ahead and nuke a populated area of Ukraine. And, you know, just like the other thing, the world will go crazy and everybody will fire up their nukes and light them up. And, you know, in order to launch them, all they got to do is step back 3 feet and click their heels 3 times. You know, it'll be that close. But Russia will keep hammering on this notion that America and, I don't know, maybe Iceland was involved. We're not sure. We think so. Yeah, we think we can prove that. America and Iceland, they helped the Ukrainians, you know, smuggle a bunch of biological shit into Russia. And they're going to wipe out all of Moscow. And so we had to stop them. We didn't have any choice. We had to use a nuke. And, you know, now there's no such thing as Kyiv. Kyiv. It's gone. Gone. That could play out, too. So it's, I think one of those two things will happen. If there's no diplomatic solution, I don't think Putin wants a diplomatic solution. He's so embarrassed now at how fucking stupidly he has handled this war, W-A-R, that he can't back down. He can't. So he's got to move forward. He will veto any diplomatic solution, no matter what it is. No matter what it is. And unless, you know, if all of Ukraine agrees to lay down on their backs in the snow, take their clothes off, pee on their own bellies, and then kill themselves, every one of them, okay, then that might be enough for Putin. They say, okay, there, I beat you. And that's all he cares about, to beat you. Got to beat you. That's all the Russians here in Southeast Asia care about. They got to beat you. They don't care if there's any logical reason for it. They walk through the streets here and they will purposely slam their bodies into people, try to knock them down. Usually they pick weak people they think are weak. In the U.S., of course, they do that. They get fucking 5.44 slugs through the chest. But in Southeast Asia, not many people have guns, and Southeast Asians are pacifists. So they get up and they dust themselves off and they walk the other way and the Russians laugh. That plays out, I don't know how many hundreds of times per day, all across Southeast Asia. That's what Russians do. And Putin is a Russian, and that's what he does. He has body slammed Ukraine, and if they try to get up, he's going to kick them in the nuts, because he's Russian and he likes it. And people ask me, why no Russians are allowed in my home, nor will they ever be. People fucking ask me that question. Here they say Putin targeting civilians is quote-unquote incomprehensible. No, it's not. It's what they do. Westerners try to attach some kind of logic or some rationale to every single action. And very often, and in the case of Russians, almost never, is there any logic to it. They just like to do it. Well, in fact, that is the logic of it. They like to do it. Civilians are weak. They can't shoot back. Pregnant women can't beat them in hand-to-hand combat, so they machine gun them because they like it. They think that is the very definition of winning when it is the very definition of losing. But they don't care. They don't care. I find myself wondering, many, many invading forces throughout all of history, they come in and they kill, we know that, and they burn and they destroy and they pillage. They take every fucking thing that's not nailed down, even if they don't want it, even if they don't goddamn know what it is. That's what invading forces tend to do. Not all of them, but most of them, most of the time. Another thing they do is rape. Many, many invading forces like to rape women because it's mostly men doing the invading and they see the women as part of the prize. I wonder, I don't know anything about this. I don't know if the Russian troops are doing this in Ukraine or not. I absolutely, positively do not know. I haven't seen any stories on it, not even isolated ones. I only know what I see here in Southeast Asia. Russians rape. They do a lot, all the time. They will go to the girly bars, for instance, and I covered this in the last tape, and where all the girls are for sale, and they'll go with pretty much anybody. They don't care. They just want the money. They close their eyes, they close their minds, open their legs, and they get the money. That's how it works. The thing is that they predominantly don't like Russians, and mostly they will refuse to go with Russians. Not all, but most. They just don't like them. They don't want them. They don't like them. They think they're loud, crude, obnoxious, drunk, stupid. They wouldn't go fuck a buffalo, and they won't fuck a Russian either, even if he's got money. So the Russians come into the bars. They get drunk. They get pushy. They get loud. They'll point at a girl, say, "You, come now, go, my room, go now." And the girl just says, no. She'll politely say no. She said, "No, I'm sorry, I don't want." And the Russians will very often attack them, sucker punch them, get them on the floor, choke them, kick them, and they have to be stopped physically, forcibly by rational beings, which they are not. So that being the case here in Southeast Asia, and it is very predominantly the case, I wonder what they're doing when they go through these towns and cities in Ukraine. I wonder if they're doing the same goddamn shit that they seem to do everywhere else in the world. I don't know. I honestly don't know, but I want to know, and I'm going to watch for stories about that. Excuse me. If there are a few isolated occasional stories, that doesn't mean it's widespread. It just means it's like any other invading force, sometimes even Americans. But if we start to see a lot of stories of this, then we're going to know that it's just Russians being Russians, you know, that's what they do. But I'm curious. I want to know if this is happening now and word of it is just not getting out yet. It will. If it's happening to any scale, it'll get out. It'll start coming out little bit by little bit. And the world will begin to see it. I see one headline here that says, is America no longer a superpower? Well, it has the capability to be one, but it doesn't have the will to be one. Not anymore. It's a nation of hand-wringers now, and I think it will be for a very, very long time, maybe forever. I suspect America is done. And you got to ask yourself, what side of the political aisle is responsible for that, I think we all know. The headline says, Putin will be forced to leave. I'm not seeing it. Possible. I mean, let's say he's got a group of 20 generals close to him. Are they going to get together and have a meeting to discuss whether or not to put a bullet in Putin's head? I don't see that. Because if there's one in there that's a snitch to Putin, he sits there and he agrees. And then the meeting breaks up and he calls Putin and he says, hey, so-and-so and so-and-so, look, I got a list of nine names here. They're all wanting to fuck you over. And within an hour, they're all dead. Will Putin be forced to leave Ukraine? I'm thinking not. I'm thinking not. I think Ukraine will capitulate in some way that doesn't look really all that bad to the outside world, but which is in reality all that bad for the Ukrainian people. I think that's what will happen after Ukraine is destroyed. Pretty sad, but look what happened to Booga Booga Land. There's a headline that says, people are waking up on propaganda. No, they're not. They like it. It's a fucking sitcom for them. It's a nightly TV drama. It's all bullshit, but they don't care. They don't care. It's entertaining. And who the hell can you believe anyway? Nobody knows. Jeez. They say the only people around Putin now are yes men. And you think Biden has no men in his inner circle? I'm thinking not. Here's a headline that says, I like to say Putin because I hope it pisses him off. His name is Putin. Cannot take Kyiv without rubbleizing it. Comes from Lieutenant General Kellogg. And he's absolutely correct. Putin doesn't care if there's nothing left. He just wants that political boundary. And he wants to erase the line that goes between Ukraine and Russia. He doesn't care if it's a goddamn radioactive waste field. It'll be his. And that'll mean he won. Because that's what Russians do. They say that the Russians claim that they used a hypersonic missile, and it's a game changer. It's a really, really fast rocket. Okay, can carry nukes. Supposedly can get through American defenses. I'll believe it when I see it. Russia claimed that it used it with just a normal warhead. But the symbolism of it is reverberating around the world. People think that since he used a hypersonic missile to deliver a normal bomb, that means he's closer to going nuclear. Well, that's exactly what he wants you to think. He wants everybody to believe that he's right on the verge of going nuclear. Lots and lots of people don't believe that. I do believe it. I believe he's right on the edge of it. I'm pretty sure he sleeps with that fucking button. Okay. I'm in danger of becoming more angry at this situation than I want to right now. We're going to parse out some of that anger and save it for another time. And surely in this mess, there will be plenty of opportunity for that. Next tape, we're going to try very, very hard not to look at Russian headlines, Ukrainian headlines, and look at some of the other steaming piles of bullshit that are going on in the world, because that's more entertaining than Putin. Okay, we're going to cut this short, a little bit short, not too much. Thank you. Good evening and good night.